World's greatest military post is right here in the great state of Texas. And that's at Fort Hood.
And every Thursday, we do our weekly Fort Hood update. And today we have from the U.S. Army Operational Test Command at West Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Jason Schmidt on the phone. Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Good morning, Zach and Jim. How are you today?
Good. Fantastic. We understand you're so busy that you're actually doing this interview mobile, riding around in a car.
I'm actually stationary. I don't want to talk and drive, but I am in between meetings. So.
I thought you would have a driver.
Jim, let me tell you, it's safety first. You know that.
Safety first.
Safety first, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to give us a call. A lot of things going on at the great place. Let's get to it, including a new job opportunity if you want to get into the dental field.
Yeah, so the great place has the Fort Hood American Red Cross and the Dental Command are announcing a dental assistant training program, and it's going to be open from September to May. So to qualify, you need to have a military ID, be 18 years or older, and have a high school diploma or GED, and be from the Fort Hood and Clean area. So if you got anybody that's interested in that, they can contact the American Red Cross at 287-0400.
You cut out there. All right, so tomorrow night is Wild West Night.
Yeah, that's another great event sponsored by Fort Hood Spouses Club. So Wild West Night is an event that features live music. They have auctions, raffles, some blackjack and roulette tables, some hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So it's one of the biggest theme parties we have out here. And it's Western wear, cowboy boots and hats, and the normal attire for the Texas area. The event is open to the public, and you must be 21 years or older.
That'll be a big party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
One of your groups got an aviation award.
Yeah, so great news for the 3rd Battalion of the 227th Aviation Regiment, which is part of 1st Cavalry Division's Aviation Brigade. They're known as the Spearheads. They won the Lieutenant General Ellis D. Parker Award, which is the top unit for the Combat Aviation Battalion of the Year. It recognizes excellence in leadership, training, maintenance, and safety, and encourages innovation. So that's pretty powerful award for the Aviation Battalion to be recognized with, and we're very proud of them out here.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Also, you've got a scholarship program that you're announcing.
Absolutely. The Central Texas Fort Hood Chapter of the Association of the United States Army hands out about $40,000 in scholarships each year to AUSA members and their dependents. So this year, the scholarship's open, and applications are currently accepted by them. So if there's anybody interested out on the website, they can find information at forthoodausa.org.
Now, Sergeant Major, the OTC, Operational Test Command, is a busy place. Go ahead and tell us what you guys got going on at the OTC.
This year, yeah, a lot of great stuff happening at OTC. We got about 45 operational tests lined up, including the big Warfighter Information Network Tactical, we call it WIN-T, which is basically the NIE at Fort Bliss this year. One of the more specific things I'd like to cover, though, is we have an Airborne Special Operations Test Director out of Fort Bragg, and they're testing an advanced low-velocity airdrop system. We call it LVADS, which basically will allow a better and faster way to resupply our combat forces on the battlefield. So it'll be able to deliver about 10 tons of critical equipment and supplies from altitudes much lower than what we could previously drop at. So a lot of good things happen in that area.
That's cool. What else? I know you got many things, but just kind of highlight a few more things that you got going on.
So some good things we got with our personnel out there. Had a great non-commissioned officer named Staff Sergeant Luis Aguilar, who's an RET&E, a Research Development Test and Evaluation NCO for me. He was my Soldier of the Quarter and also won my higher headquarters, which is Army Test and Evaluation Command Soldier of the Quarter for them. So he represented not only OTC well, but Fort Hood very well out there. And we had a Major Maddie Miner. She's also a test officer for us, and she's also a volunteer donating her free time at the Union Grove Middle School Boys and Girls Club in Harker Heights. So hats off to them.
Yeah, we appreciate all their hard work. Well, Sergeant Major, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and check in today, and we'll visit again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Zach and Jim. I appreciate it.
Command Sergeant Major Jason Schmidt with the Operational Test Command
Fort Hood Update.